From Hollywood, California, the makers of Old Gold cigarettes bring you Meet Me at Parkey's.
I'd like to marry your daughter, sir.
Do you drink, young man?
Well, thanks a lot, but let's settle this other thing first.
Settle? Why are
you... There, why be irritated? Light an Old Gold and meet me at Parkey's.
Mary, I'll be frank with you. You're not the first girl I ever kissed.
And I'll be frank with you, John. You have a lot to learn.
A lot to learn? Why, of all the things I...
There, why be irritated? Light an Old Gold and meet me at Parkey's.
Yes, everybody meets at Parkey's, so come along to Parkey's Restaurant and say hello to Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Arthur Q. Bryan, Opie Cates, his clarinet and his orchestra, and our genial host, the star of our show, Mark Dukakis.
Oh, do I feel good. I was up at 5:30 this morning and took a brisk walk over to my teeth. Well, this year is almost over. See, 1945 was a very big year for me here in the restaurant. Just let me to look at these figures here again. These figures look wonderful. You know that Varga draws beautiful pictures? Well, might as well put this down and look at my books. Yes, 1945 was the biggest year what I never had. Just look at this. For the first 6 months, 210,000. Imagine. 210,000, that's a lot of beans to serve, I can tell you that. Yes, sir, this has been a wonderful year. Let me to see how much I made. Let's see what this heads up to. First, I got to multiply 16 by 2. That comes out 29. Don't look right, but it's close enough. Now I've got to subtract 22, and now I've got to figure out what I got to pay for income taxes. The taxes and the rest is all mine. Let me to see. Could that be right? I made only $4 for the whole year. Wait a minute. Here's a zero, which I forgot to put in. There, zero, four. That's even worse. I made only 4 cents. Oh, well, anyways, I got my meals free. Well, so long as I only made 4 cents, I don't think this year what I'll declare a dividend. I'll use the 4 cents to make improvements around the restaurant. Oh, hello, Betty Rhodes.
Hiya, Parky. I see you're going over the books.
Yes, you know something, Betty? You know, I never wanted money in my whole life. Money has never meant nothing to me. But this year, it was the first time I wish I had $10,000.
You do?
Yes.
What would you do with $10,000?
I'd buy 2 tickets for the Rose Bowl game.
Oh, Parky.
Boy, would I love to see that game. Southern California versus Al Bumin.
Parky, you know that's Alabama. Now, why did you say Al Bumin?
That's a yoke, sister. That's a yoke. That is.
Parky, we're all set for the New Year's celebration here tomorrow night. In only a few more hours, once again, we'll be singing Auld Lang Syne.
Yes, Auld Lang Syne. You know something, Betty? Here's a funny thing. I've been singing that song for years, Auld Lang Syne. And I've done got no idea what those words mean. What does that mean, Auld Lang Syne?
Why, Parky, Auld Lang Syne means for old time's sake.
Yeah, why don't they say for old time's sake? Well, that's plainer than Auld Lang Syne. Now, then everybody could understand it. I guess, Betty, today, if you want to write a song, you want to make sure what is going to be a big hit, all you got to do is write words what nobody could finger them out.
I don't get it, Parker.
Well, look, supposing you write a song, but it says, I'll see you soon in June, under beneath the moon, and we could spoon and croon a tune.
Mm-hmm.
It's no good, because everybody could understand that. But you just write a song which is don't make no sense, like, chickala chick, chala chala, chickala yes, we have no banana. Must sell a million copies.
It almost seems that you're right, Parky.
Why, sure I'm right. What is the biggest song hits which we are having the last 10 years? I'll tell you. Rosie, a day with a filiga disha, shimra rusha, and a busha. Hot sat on a rilara with a brola brola suit.
Yes, I remember those, Parky.
In your November, choo-choo, Cincinnati, food, reki, shaky, flat, fruit, fluji, floy, floy.
Yes, I remember that one, too.
Nice. Don't be like the old days, Betty, when they was writing simple songs. Songs where they was beautiful and tender, romantic. Yeah, in those days, if a boy likes to show how much he loved a girl, he would stand under beneath her window and play a guitar. He would sing beautiful love songs to her like Silver Gold Among the Threads. And ah, sweet misery of life. And Kiss Me Again, it was beautiful. Nowadays, what happens? Fella goes to see his girl, jumps on the sofa, turns out the light, and what does he sing? Hubba, hubba, hubba. That's no good, Betty.
I see what you mean, Parky.
Yeah, Betty, today any idiot can write a song. So that gives me an idea. I think I'll write a song.
All right, Parky, someday you write a song.
How do you mean someday? I'll write it right now. It only takes about 5 minutes.
Oh, here comes Opie, Parky. Say, why don't you write your song with him? Maybe he could help you.
Yeah?
And meanwhile, I'll check the last-minute reservations for New Year's Eve. Excuse me.
Okay, Betty, go ahead.
Hi, Parky.
Hello, Opie. Say, Opie, I've got a great idea for a song with I'm going to write.
You're going to write a song, Parky?
Yes, sir.
What kind of song? A love song?
Well, I don't know what kind of a song it is, you see, because I don't know what the words means. Opie, I found out if you write a song which nobody could understand the words, got to be a sensational hit.
Are you just finding that out, Parky? Well, I've known that for years.
Yeah.
In the music business, anything that don't make sense has got to be a big success.
Really?
Just look at me.
Oh, yes.
What's the title of your song, Parky?
Binga Bada, Inga Slider, Inga Hada Who.
Say, that's a wonderful title,
just
Parky.
Made it up.
I like that.
Yeah.
Nobody will ever know what that means.
Nah.
How's the rest of it go?
Well, we could say Binga Bada, Inga Slider, Inga Hada Who. Finger Flatter, Stinger Hada means what I love you.
I love you.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, Parker. You're throwing in words there that people can understand.
Yeah, you're right, Parker. Well, instead of what I'll say, I love you, I'll say bubble, wobble, woo. There.
Well, that's a lot better. Yeah. Now, who's going to write the music for your song, Parker?
Well, I thought got to have music.
Why, sure you got to have music. If you don't have no music, how are people going to whistle your song?
Oh, this song is done before whistlers. How could anybody whistle? Binga Baddy, Inga Slider, Inga Slider. The words is the most important thing, you see. I think what I'm going to write this song without it don't got no music. That's going to be very different, you know.
Oh, you got to have music, Parky. You know, I'll be glad to write something original for you.
Something original?
Yeah. Now, which one of them famous composers do you want me to steal it from?
Well, personally, if I was going to write original music, I would steal it from Tchaikovsky. You know, I love him.
Well, you got good taste, Parky. Tchaikovsky sure does good work.
How do you mean he does good work? Tchaikovsky don't do no work now. Been dead for years.
Yeah?
Sure.
Well, you know, I was wondering why he ain't done nothing lately. I thought maybe he changed agents.
Nah.
Well, have you two great composers dreamed up the next big song hit that all America will be singing?
You could laugh if you want to, Betty, but you're going to have the honor to be the first one to introduce my song.
Oh, that'll be a great honor, Parky.
Yes, I could just picture myself what you are standing on the stage of Fields Harmonica Auditorium. And I am saying, ladies and gentlemen, it is practically a pleasure for me to introduce Miss Betty Rhodes, who is going to sing that great song hit by that famous songwriter, Parky Kakis, Binga Bada, Inga Slider, Inga Hada Who. Go ahead, sing it, Betty.
Yeah, but wait a minute. I don't know that song, Parky.
Well, what song do you know?
Well, I know Day by Day.
Well, you could practice on that song until mine comes out. In that way, you couldn't keep your voice in good shape. Go ahead, sing better.
Than any ocean I've You're making all my dreams come true. So come what may, I want you to know.
Parky, how you feeling?
Being a bad English lad, the ring I had a who?
What kind of talk is that? I asked you a civil question. The least you can do is give me a civil answer.
Ah, there, Bob. Why be irritated like an old gold? You see, Bob, being a bad English lad, the ring I had a who, that was the name of a new song that I just wrote.
Who?
Not only that song is going to make me $1 million, but in the same time, I am doing my share in giving the people some comfort and pleasure.
Well, Parky, if it's comfort and pleasure you're thinking of, old gold is the answer.
Oh.
For you can always get comfort and pleasure when you light an old gold. But you can't get that comfort and pleasure if your cigarette is hot, harsh, and dry.
Hot, harsh, and dry? Say, might I could use those words in my song. Nah, it's not good because they make sense, you see.
Well, they don't make sense in a cigarette, Parky. No, sir. That's why to help prevent cigarette dryness, old golds are conditioned with a special moisture-protecting agent we call apple honey.
Apple honey. Say, Bob, you know, you are never will be able to write songs because people could understand every word what you're saying.
Well, yes, Parky, it's very simple to understand that the extra flavor in old golds is obtained with Latakia. A rare imported tobacco that old gold adds to enrich its blend of many great tobaccos.
Latakia. Say, I'm like that word. You know, it sounds romantic. You know, we songwriters always looking for romance, you know.
Well, Parky, here's the only romantic thought I want to leave with you. Mm. Old Gold is a finer cigarette because it gives you extra flavor plus special protection against cigarette dryness. Mm. That's why every day more and more people are sold on Old Gold. Well, I'll see you later, Parky.
Yes, I'll see you later, Bob. Say, where's that advertisement that I cut out from the newspaper? This was an ad from a song publishing company. I seen it in the calcified section. Oh, here it is. Be a songwriter, make money the easy way, fly by night publishing company.
Hey, Parker, here's the music for that song of yours.
Oh, thanks, Shoppy. Now I can go over and see the song publishers. You know, I cut out an ad from the paper.
Okay, but before you go, Parker, let me tell you one thing.
What is it?
You know, them guys up in the song publishing companies are very busy, and you got to work fast. Hmm? You just bust in there and give them the title of the song and ask for $1 million. And no matter what they say, you keep repeating the title of the song and tell them how much money you want.
Oh, I see what you mean. I just keep repeating the title of the song over and over again and keep asking them for $1 million, and that way I make a good imprint. Is that right?
Yeah, that's the idea. That's all you got to do.
Okay, well, goodbye, Opie. I'll go over and see the song publishers right now.
Joe, the song publishing business is certainly rotten. We ain't made a quarter since we opened up. Maybe we selected a bad name for the place. Fly By Night Song Publishing Company.
Yeah, Charlie, I guess the only way you can make money nowadays is to kidnap people and hold them for ransom. Like this ape man that's been going around. Did you read about him in the papers this morning?
Oh, yeah, I did read about him. The ape man. That's the guy who busts in on you, gives you a line of gibberish, and asks you for $1 million.
Yeah, imagine. Gives you a line of gibberish and asks you for $1 million, and if you don't give it to him, he strangles you. He got 3 men last week.
Gee, imagine letting such crazy people run loose. Come right in, sir. Welcome to the Fly-By-Night Song Publishing Company, and what can we do for you?
Think about the English letter Inga had who $1 million.
It's the ape man, Charlie. I'll go in the other room and call the police. You stall them off.
Yeah. Now, what were you saying, mister?
Finger bad, the English letter, Inga had a hoof, finger flat, the stinger had a bubble, bubble, woo, $1 million.
Well, you see, I don't know.
Finger bad, the English letter, Inga had a hoof, $1 million.
Yeah, that's a gibberish, all right. Gee, I hope the police get here in time.
Have we got your telephone call? Where's the ape man? Is this him? Okay, ape man, up with your hands. We got you this time. Wait till I slip these handcuffs on you.
Oh, gee, Mr. Policeman, am I glad you came.
Now, Mr. Ape Man, just who are you? What's your real name?
Park your carcass.
Still talking that gibberish, eh? Yeah, you're the ape man, all right. Okay, brother, down to the station you go. Boys, this is the most dangerous criminal we have this year.
Oh, binga bad, the Inga slather, Inga had the who $1 million.
Gee, I can't figure out why they put me in jail. They put all the songwriters in jail? They say what I'm the ape man. What is the ape man? I tried to get Betty on the phone, but the line has been busy all day long. Oh, wait a minute. Here comes the mayor. He can tell him who I am. Oh, but he's so absent-minded, it's hard to make him understand nothing. Oh, hello, Mr. Mayor. It's me, Parkiakakis. Over here behind the bars I am.
Well, well, well. Bless your little shaved head. Yeah. Imagine finding you here in jail. But I can't understand for the life of me how you could kill that man.
Kill that man?
Okay, boss, I'll kill him. I'll rub him out, see? They'll find him at the bottom of the East River tomorrow night, see?
Oh, for heaven's sake. Look, I'm Parkiakakis. You November me.
You're Parkiakakis?
Why, of course I'm Parkiakakis, and the greatest Parkiakakis whatever on the great restaurant. And when I say a great... Oh, my, you got me talking like you do. You will please get me out of here, Your Honor. Look, you are the mayor of this great city, and I am sure if you went to see the chief and told him what I am, Parkiakakis, and not the ape man, you'd let me to get out right away.
Want me to see the chief, eh?
Yes.
Okay, I'll see the chief. But, of course, the chief won't be in for several hours.
The chief won't be in for several hours?
No, but can't we put you on another train?
Another train?
Well, okay, but I was hoping I could go on the chief. I like that train.
Look, Mr. Mayor, I'm done be talking about trains.
You're not?
No.
All you've been saying for the last 5 minutes is that you're being railroaded.
Oh, look, Your Honor, please try for to understand this. They got the wrong man here, and I want you for to get me out. This is all what has happened. I wrote a song called Binga Bada, Inga Slather, Ringa Heda Who.
Aha! It all comes to me now. I know who you are.
Sure.
You're the ape man.
No.
And, brother, I'll see to it that you never get out.
Never get out.
What? I'll never get out. I'll go crazy. I can't stand it another day. I tell you, get me out now. You're going to get me out now. Well, I certainly didn't come in here to have me shout at you like this, so I'm leaving. I got a date with the ape man. Goodbye, Your Honor.
Oh.
Gates' clarinet and orchestra play, It's Been a Long, Long Time. Thank you.
Hi, Betty.
Oh, hello, Bob.
Yeah, so you've got your hat and coat on. Going somewhere?
Well, yes, we just had a phone call from Parky, and he's in jail.
In jail? For what?
Well, I don't know the story, Bob. Parky just phoned, and he's all excited. Said he was arrested for being the ape man or something. I got to see what I can do about getting him out right now. I'm sure Parky hasn't done anything to deserve being put in jail.
I see. Well, Betty, the very least I can do is to send this carton of old goals over to him. I'm sure he'll enjoy them. Because Parky knows that when he lights an old gold, he gets a surprisingly rich feeling of comfort and pleasure. Yes, with old gold, you seem to get more out of a cigarette than you ordinarily expect. But you wouldn't be so surprised if you knew how old gold does more to give you more. How old gold devotes so much attention to those little details and refinements that mean more smoking pleasure. For instance, in old gold, you get not only a delicious blend of the world's choicest tobaccos, you get more. An added detail, Latakia tobacco, for extra flavor and richness. And in old gold, you get more than the ordinary moistening agent. You get the special humectant, another added detail, apple honey, which helps prevent cigarette dryness. You know, even the paper on old gold is a detail to give you more smoking comfort, for it's made from virgin pure flax. And with the aid of sparkling mountain spring water, is converted into snow-white, smooth, even-burning cigarette paper. So, if you want more out of your smoking, it makes sense to smoke the cigarette that does more to give you more. The cigarette whose devotion to details means extra smoking comfort and pleasure, old goes. Don't you agree with me, Betty? Huh. Well, you know, she's gone.
Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you, ape man.
Oh, officer, please stop calling me ape man. I'm Dumby the ape man. I happen to be a songwriter. On the side, I own a restaurant.
Well, whoever you are, there's a guy here to see you. Says his name is Orville Sharp.
Orville Sharp? I know him. Sure, the salesman is my friend. Could he come in?
Okay, come in now, buddy.
Well, well, well. Hello, Mr. Parkyakonkis.
So they got you in the Bastille, eh? Am I correct?
Yes, you're correct.
Well, if you don't do nothing about it, you know you can spend the best years of your life here. You realize that, don't you?
No, I didn't realize that. How could they keep me in jail? I'm innocent.
Innocent or guilty, don't make a dit of difference.
A dit of difference?
Why, Apso! Now, I can get you out of here.
You could?
Sure, it's a sinage.
A sinage?
Yeah. Now, look, in your case, they're not going to open a door and let you walk out. You'll have to be sprung out.
Say, I've got to be sprung out?
Yeah. Where you buying your springs from?
Springs? You got to buy the springs?
Why, sure. We got all kinds of springs. We got numerous ways to spring people.
Numerous, you got.
Yeah. We got a great virility of them. That's our business. People get thrown in the clink, they get in touch with our company. They play a slight charge, suddenly it's spring. Here, let me give you an eggs and apple.
Eggs and apple?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Here's one way we can spring in.
Yeah.
For $100, see? We have a fella fly over this place here, and he drops an atom bomb over the jail. Everything's wiped out. Everybody's killed. There's not a soul stirring, not even a mouse.
Wait a minute. If I'll be killed, what good is that?
Look, we don't care if you get killed. We're only interested in getting you out of here.
I'm not going to spend $100 for that.
Okay, okay. Look, maybe you'd like to try our $25 spring?
What's that?
For $25, my wife bakes you a cake with a saw inside.
I see. I suppose I take the saw and saw off the box.
No.
No?
You throw away the saw and you batter the walls down with the cake. Why, sure, my wife's cake will break down anything.
Now, look, I'm the one to do nothing like that. Why should I have to break out of jail? I'm innocent. And I'm the one to buy nothing from you either. So please go, and if you don't leave here this minute, I'm going to whistle for that cop over there.
Whistle for the cop?
Yes.
Great! Look, who are you buying your whistles from?
All of them. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Hey, Bud, there's been a terrible mistake. They just arrested the real ape man. Uh-huh. They got him in the chief's office right now. You can go free.
Ken, what a relief. Boy, it's good to breathe the pure air again.
once again to put my feet on vice versa. I told you they made a mistake, officer.
Yeah. Now, just stop in the chief's office. He wants to see you.
Gee, thanks, I will. You say the real ape man is in there, huh? You know, I'm anxious for to see how he looks. I'll go in.
Yes, sir. Can I help you?
How do you do, Chief? I'm Pachycarcus. I'm the man where they arrested by mistake.
Oh, yes. We owe you an apology, Mr. Pachycarcus, for thinking that you were the ape man.
That's all right.
You certainly don't look anything like this vicious monstrosity we have chained up here, do you?
Oh, my. I've never seen such a horrible-looking mess in like that in my life. Oh, boy.
You're looking in the mirror.
Oh. Talking to you, huh? Oh, so that's the ape man over there, huh?
Yes, we've tried every trick we know, and still he won't confess.
Won't talk, huh?
No. Just can't make him say a word. All he keeps muttering is that gibberish talk of his all day long. Just listen to him.
Bollica, 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 bollica.
That's all we can get out of him.
What do you know?
You certainly don't look or sound anything like him, Mr. Pachycarcus. And I still can't figure out how the police mistook you for the ape man.
Well, I can't figure it out either, you see. Mr. All I did was to write a song, you see.
You say you wrote a song?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's interesting. How does it go?
A binga bad, a inga slider, inga add a who. A flinga fat, a stinger add a bobble wobble who.
No, not that. Don't sing those songs.
Binga bad, a inga slider, inga...
Stop torturing me. I'll confess. I'm the ape man. Yeah, I'm the ape man.
Binga bad, a inga
slider. I did it. Stop, please. Stop. No, I'm not dead.
Further adventures of Pachycarcus, Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Opie Cates, his clarinet and his orchestra. Tune in again next Sunday, same time, same station. Meanwhile, don't let little annoyances get you down. Why be irritated? Light an old gold. Its tobaccos are specially conditioned to help guard against cigarette dryness to give you more smoking pleasure. Then we'll see you next Sunday. Is it a date? Okay, meet me at Parkey's. Meet Me at Parkey's is written by Hal Finberg and Harry Einstein. And now, here's Parkey himself.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of all the members of our cast and our sponsors, the makers of Old Gold Cigarettes, I want to wish you all a very, very happy New Year. Good night.
This is Bob Williams saying good night for Old Gold.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.